This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, September 9th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, Tropical Storm Francine formed today off of the coast of Mexico and expected to drench the Texas coast up to a foot of rain before coming on shore in Louisiana Wednesday night as a hurricane. Quoting Michael Brennan with the U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami, "We're going to have a very dangerous situation developing by the time we get into Wednesday for portions of the north central Gulf Coast, primarily along the coast of Louisiana, where we're going to see the potential for life-threatening storm surge inundation and hurricane force winds." Francine is taking aim at a stretch of coastline that has yet to fully recover since hurricanes Laura and Delta decimated Lake Charles, Louisiana, 4 years ago. In Washington, calling it unserious and unacceptable, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries rejected a proposal from Speaker Mike Johnson linking continued government funding for 6 months with a measure to require proof of citizenship when registering to vote. The reply outlines the spending battle to come as lawmakers work to reach consensus on a short-term spending bill that would prevent a partial government shutdown when the new fiscal year begins October 1. Neither party wants a shutdown just weeks before voters go to the polls. Johnson punting the final decision on full-year spending into next year when a new president and Congress takes over. He's responding to members within his own conference who believe Republicans will be in a better position next year. Jeffries wants the appropriation process wrapped up before the end of the year. Well, this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers guest is Jessica Taylor, a Senate race analyst with the Cook Political Report. Taylor tells host Lydia Johnson that the GOP has a good chance to control the upper chamber.
Yeah, Republicans are still favored to win the Senate simply because they only need one seat and they have multiple pathways to that. Democrats have a 51-49 advantage, but they're defending 23 seats to just 11 for Republicans, including three seats that are in heavily Republican areas. We know that Republicans are going to pick up at least one seat. That's the open seat in West Virginia with Joe Manchin retiring. So if we put that in the Republicans column, which we've rated that race as solid Republican, then we're at 50-50.
Taylor says the presidential race stands to influence Senate leadership in Montana.
If Trump wins, then they don't have to win any seats. You would have J.D. Vance as the vice president breaking a tie. But you have Montana with John Tester as an incredibly vulnerable seat because this is a state that Trump won by 16 points last cycle. And, you know, we've seen in presidential cycles especially that the Senate and presidential results tend to go hand in hand. In 2016, every single Senate race went the same way as the presidential race. And in 2020, only Susan Collins of Maine managed to win re-election, even as Biden won her state.
Taylor says a Senate race in Ohio is much more unpredictable and as well likely depends on which party controls the Oval Office.
We actually still see Brown with a slight lead. I think that will tighten, but he is running against a weaker challenger, I think, in Bernie Moreno, a former luxury car dealer. But I think Moreno was the weakest of the candidates that could have come out of that primary. I think he sort of ceded some ground to Brown, hasn't really spent a lot over the summer. I've heard some frustration among Republicans that he was sort of coasting a little bit. So I think Moreno needs to sort of solidify the Republican base behind him, but Brown needs to pick off those Republicans and independents. And right now, he's doing that to an extent. But I think it comes down to how much does Trump win the state by?
You can watch AgriPulse Newsmakers now at www.agripulse.com. Well, today, U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson and 12 members of Congress asked USDA and the CISA to brief members on the risk of Chinese-manufactured drones to America's food supply. I'm Jeff Nally. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Write this down. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. The Farm Bureau News is available wherever you get podcasts. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.